Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, just to be with you again today. We thank and praise God for all that He is doing. We thank God for the word of the Lord. We're excited about God's word. We're excited about the move of God and all that God is doing in the lives of His people. We pray that as you listen today that you'll be blessed by the word of the Lord, and we do thank God for all of you that are listening to the broadcast. We're going back into the word of the Lord. We've been talking about walking in the divine presence of God, study of the tabernacle. And on our last broadcast, we talked about, we read the scripture, Romans 12, 1 and 2, and talking about us being a living sacrifice and presenting our bodies unto Him. Praise God. And we also talked a little bit about the brazen altar. And today, what I'm going to do is I want to give you some definitions of some of the symbolism that are attached to the tabernacle. It's very important to be able to understand or have a clear understanding of, when we're going through this, what some of these things mean. And so we want to give you some definitions. And that will go along as we continue this study. We're going to slow down just a little bit, praise God, because we really want to do an in-depth teaching on this, and we want the Lord to really minister to us as we walk through the tabernacle and all the things that are in the tabernacle, the different pieces, if you will, and there are symbols and their meanings to the materials used and the colors used. And so we really want the Lord to just minister to us. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of these things today. So we just pray that you can just settle down just for a few moments. I know some may be getting ready for work. You have a busy day today, and we do pray that the Lord will bless you as you go throughout your day. But let's just take a few minutes and just gather around and fellowship with the Lord. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your people. We thank you, God, for just being God all by yourself. We thank you for your word, that your word is alive and it's quick and it is powerful. We thank you, Lord, that we're clean through your word. And we just ask now that as we go into your word this morning, that you, Father, would bless your people. Touch and minister. Father, I thank you for your presence that is so rich now. We thank you, God, for just being God, and we thank you for strength, and we thank you for health and life today. We ask that you minister to those that are preparing for their day. We ask that you minister to those that are preparing to go to work and school and housewives that maybe have different things to do today. Father, just minister to your people everywhere. And we thank you now. We give this time up to you. And we thank you that we can just come and sit and dwell in your presence. And Father, now you take total control. We love you. We appreciate you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, our scripture that we read, as I said on our last broadcast, was Romans 12, 1 and 2. And that is kind of still the theme as we go through this, because we must present ourselves to God. Amen. He wants all of us. Amen. God can't use us to the capacity that he desires if he doesn't have all of us. Praise God. So as we really learn what it really means to surrender all to God and really getting in his presence and just allowing God to minister, and then we minister to him, we will reap so many more benefits from God. Praise the Lord. But let's share a little bit of some of the symbols that we want to, that we will be hearing about and talking about. For example, gold. Gold is mentioned all throughout the tabernacle. And gold represents the deity of Jesus, the glory of God, the glory of Jesus represents his deity. And we'll talk more about that, and we'll see more about that in, as we talk about the Ark of the Covenant. And then there's silver. Silver represents the atonement, and we know that Jesus atoned for our sins. All through the tabernacle, you see Jesus. You see him symbolized in his humanity, in his suffering, and in his glory. You see him. Praise God. Brass represents judgment. Again, you see the Lord, because God is a God of justice, if you will, and he judges righteously. Amen. And there are several scriptures that represent this, and you can look these up. Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 19, and then Numbers 21, 8 and 9, and Deuteronomy 28 and 23. And then you see the color blue. And blue represents heaven, the heavenly atmosphere, or the heavens, if you will. Okay, purple, royalty. We are royalty. We are a royal priesthood. Praise God. We are a holy nation. Praise God. Scarlet. The scarlet represents a suffering servant. Jesus suffered for us. He atoned. That blood was shed, but it was for the atonement of our sins. Praise the Lord. Amen. He paid the price. He was the ransom for us. Praise God. And then the fine linen. Amen. And I believe the curtains were made of the outer curtains were made with fine linen. That represents the righteousness of the saints, the righteousness of us, praise God. The goat's hair, praise God, is primarily the fatal sin of man. You know, sin will doom us, if you will. When Adam sinned, that brought the fatality, that brought a disconnect between him and God. It brought a separation, an eternal separation. And he had to be restored back. And God did that because God shed the blood to cover them with the coats of skin. So even in Genesis, God had to make a way for Adam to be restored to him. And it took the blood of the animal to do that, praise God. And so we know the shedding of the blood symbolizes the redemption, and salvation comes through the blood of Jesus, praise God. It also represents a sin offering, the goat's hair, praise God. And then the ram skin dyed red is consecration. Jesus was obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Praise God. I mean, he obeyed everything that his father told him to do. And we heard a dynamic word on yesterday about us being obedient. And God wants his people to walk in obedience. He wants us to obey the word. We must obey the word fully in this hour. We must not deny the word. We must obey. It's better to obey than sacrifice. Praise God. We must learn to walk in complete obedience to the will of God. Praise God. This, and in this day and time, beloved, believe me, it's imperative that we obey the Lord. It's imperative that we set our heart, amen, to really serve God. And I pray that you hear what I'm saying, that we just don't want to serve God in lip service only, but we want to serve him out of our heart and be completely obedient to his will. Praise God. And then the badger skins. This is unlimited protection in Christ. Amen. When you are saved and born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, my God, there's a protection that comes with that, that no amount of type of natural protection could even touch, praise God. The very angels of God will encamp around about those that fear God, praise the Lord. God protects us, amen. He covers us, amen. He shelters us, he shields us, praise God. You know, we can run to him and even get strength because his very name is strong, is a strong. Strong Tower, the name of the Lord. Just calling on the name of the Lord, you're calling on his strength to come and see about you. Praise the Lord. And so when we look at this and we see all that God has done for us, it is such a blessing. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then the Shittim wood, we talked a little bit about that on our last broadcast, but it's incorruptible. It stands for the humanity of Christ. Amen. Christ's humanity. He was human. He came in the flesh. Praise God, so he can identify with us walking in the flesh, yet he did not sin. Praise God, but yet he felt, he could feel. Amen. When he went through that passion, when he went through this suffering, praise the Lord, he felt everything that we would ever feel. So you can never say no one can identify, nobody understands, because yes, there's someone that understands. Right now, you're going through something right now, someone out there going through a great trial, and you feel that no one understands, but God understands. Praise the Lord. He knows exactly how you feel. Praise God. And then he gives us a little bit as well to understand each other and one another. That's why we must stay linked in the Holy Ghost, because intercession will allow you to feel. Praise God, in the spirit realm, you'll be able to feel. Amen. But then you carry that thing and you give it to God. Amen. We intercede for one another. We pray for one another. Praise God. And we war on behalf of one another. And we war on behalf of whatever God, amen, lays on our heart. Amen. But we feel in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. We may not can identify totally, but beloved, this is the greatest thing about, amen, walking with God and having the Holy Ghost in our lives. Praise the Lord. Because God will give us the compassion, praise the Lord, to bear long with one another. Amen. This is how we must bear long. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And then the oil. Oh, glory to God. It typifies the Holy Ghost. Amen. The very Spirit of Christ. Praise God. The oil was resident in the tabernacle. Amen. So the Holy Ghost was right there. And he's right here with us. Praise the Lord. And then the sweet spices typify Jesus' beautiful, fragrant life. Amen. The life that Jesus led was exemplary. Praise God. And we can lead the same type of life in Christ. Praise God. We are in him now. We're abiding in him, in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We can live above reproach and all of these things. We must change our speech. We must change the way we talk. Amen. To begin to talk what the Word says, say what the Word says, and then act and walk in the Word and allow the Word of God to be activated in our lives, because Jesus does want to take first place in us. Praise the Lord. We have to allow these things to take place. Amen. Stop saying what you're not and what you can't do and it's too hard. Amen. Begin to rely and trust on God and speak what the Word says. Speak life. Speak life into your situation. Speak life, praise the Lord, into your surroundings, praise God. Begin to speak the Word and then declare and decree it. Praise God. Put God in remembrance of his Word. Praise the Lord. Amen. Your life will be resident. It will be a replica of the beautiful, fragrant life of Christ. Amen. Because it's not about us. It's about him. And as we allow him to take control, we will walk our we will walk our life out in Jesus Christ, abiding in him, abiding in the vine, and then he in us. Praise God. Then when we ask things of him, he will do it, because he is a faithful God. And then the veil, and this really represents the flesh, because, amen, his flesh, because that veil was rent. Amen. The veil was rent when Jesus died. His flesh was rent. It was tore. It was ripped up. Praise God. But now there's no more that veil. Praise God. And we talk about going behind the veil. Praise the Lord. But actually, praise God, we can come boldly now to the throne of grace. Amen. We don't have to go through the things that, amen, Israel had to go through to get to God. Praise God. We can come to God now. Amen. But we must still be clean. We must be holy. We must be pure. Praise God. We must walk in righteousness and uprightness before the Lord. And the Holy Ghost will give us exactly how to do that. Praise God. Now, I want to talk about some of the numbers, amen, and the symbols and what they mean, because this is important as well. When we go through the tabernacle, when we go through this study, you will see these different numbers, praise God, and they do represent, amen, something. For example, 1 represents unity. 2 represents fellowship, union with Christ, praise God, and we're walking with the Lord, amen. Amen. We're walking in unison with him. We're striving to do that. Praise the Lord. And then 3 represents the Trinity. Amen. The triune God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Praise God. They walked in unity as well. Praise the Lord. 4 represents the earth. Praise God. 5, as we know, represents grace. Praise God. God's grace. He's so gracious. Hallelujah. So merciful. So, you know, I just feel such a presence of God. Amen. Right now, we thank God for this word. The presence of the Lord is so rich, beloved. Praise God. 6 represents man. Amen. Human weakness. Praise God. You know, we are weak in flesh. We're weak because we're that humanity. Praise God. And that's what Jesus came to redeem. He came to redeem us. Amen. From the curse of the law. And then 7 is perfection, completeness and wholeness, praise God. Oh, God wants us so complete in him. Amen. He wants us so mature in him, perfect in him, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, 8 represents new beginning, praise God. And, you know, at times, amen, that we all need new beginnings, praise the Lord, new seasons. Praise God, and God did that throughout the world, throughout the Bible. Praise God, even with Noah. Amen. Only 8 was saved. Only 8 of them was delivered out of the flood and came through the flood. But then they had a new beginning. God told them to go forth and replenish the earth and do all of that. Praise God. And there are times when God will walk us through new seasons. Praise God, new freshness in him. Amen. The Bible says his mercies are new every morning. Praise the Lord. So we need the newness of the day. Praise God. We need the freshness from God. 9 represents harvest. It represents spiritual fruit. Praise God. Praise God. The Beatitudes, there were 9 of them, self-repeating. Praise the Lord. 9 is self-repeating, but 9 always comes back to 9. Praise the Lord. I read something about that. Praise God, and that was a neat thing to learn. Praise God. 10 represents responsibility on earth or completeness again. Praise the Lord. 11 represents human failure, confusion, and judgment. And we in the body right now are seeing judgment in the land in a way that we've not seen it, praise the Lord. But there are times when God has to judge, praise the Lord. He has to judge because of sin, praise the Lord. 12 represents a government, praise the Lord. It represents government, praise the Lord. Divine government, even earthly government. The 12 tribes and 12 apostles, amen, are the foundations of government, praise the Lord, in the Bible, praise God. 40 represents testing and probation. And we know that Israel went through the wilderness. It took them 40 years, amen, where it would have only taken 9 days, which represents harvest, praise God. But because of sin, because they failed to believe God, they failed to grab a hold to the promises of God, amen, a whole generation lost out, amen, and they had to wait 40 years to reap the promised land. Praise God. It is my prayer that it will not take us that long to reap the benefits of God. Some of us have been going through some things for a long time, and God has said it was there all the time. Praise the Lord, the things that I wanted to do for you, praise God, but because of unbelief and doubt, praise God, because of us failing, amen, to believe God, to take God at his word, amen, and sometimes he has to prolong some things until we get to a place of really trusting him and believing him, and then, amen, obeying him, amen, we must obey the word of the Lord, praise God, amen, and then, amen, just a couple more here, one more here. We have the number 50, which represents Jubilee, praise God, and a Pentecost, amen, took place 50 days after Jesus died, praise God, a time of jubilee, a time, amen, when the Holy Ghost came in fullness, praise the Lord, and baptized the people, amen, that were in the upper room. They were baptized in the Holy Ghost. They were immersed fully in the Holy Ghost. They received the Holy Ghost, amen, and the power of God, amen, in the measure of the Holy Ghost came, amen. They spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, praise God. So there are times when we need that jubilee, praise God. We need that Pentecost experience, praise God, and we can have that, amen, because of what God has done and because of what Jesus has done for us, praise the Lord. Now, we also read about the measurements, some of the measurements. 1.5 cubits represents the Trinity because it represents 3, praise God. And then the 2.5 cubits put together equals 5, and again, that represents grace, praise God. Amen. Now, some of the other things here, such as baking, beating, bruising, burning, and crushing, piercing, and roasting, reminds us of Christ's suffering because he suffered that we may have life, eternal life. Praise God. He suffered in a measure that we could never have done. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So some of these things we just wanted to give you, praise God, just as an sort of an introduction. We're kind of backtracking just a little bit, praise God. But we pray that you will get a good understanding of the tabernacle and why and how we can apply this even to our life and see Jesus. We want to see him in the fullness, praise God, and embrace him and allow him in, amen, in fullness. When you really realize what God has done for you, praise God, your life really will never, ever be the same, praise God. I want to share a word with you that the Lord gave, praise God, and I just feel that I need to share this word, praise the Lord, amen. This was a prophetic word that God gave us on Friday, praise the Lord, and we want to share, amen, this word with you. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you know that we are definitely living in the last days, and there are a lot of things that are going on, amen, in this hour and in this time. Praise God, God has given prophetic word all year of the different things that are taking place and that will take place, praise God, and it's just so that we can be alerted and we can know exactly, amen, how to proceed, praise the Lord. And so it's important, beloved, that we heed the voice of God. Again, heed his voice. Don't just put off things that God is telling us, but be quick to obey God. The word of the Lord that he gave, he said, famine is coming to the land. It is time to store up. Prepare yourself by fasting and prayer. Be quick to heed my voice, says the Lord. Continue to watch and pray. Judgment is in the land. Many have made Mammon a god. Many are serving the creature rather than the Creator. You must look to me, the author and finisher of your faith. God is calling for true repentance. Praise the Lord. And I want to read Ezekiel chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. Praise God. Ezekiel chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. It says, moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, behold, I will break the staff of bread in Jerusalem. And they shall eat bread by weight and with care. And they shall drink water by measure with and with astonishment, that they may want bread and water and be astonished one with another and consume away for their iniquity. Now, this is a prophetic word, beloved, that God is saying. He's wanting us to prepare ourselves. Praise God. The Lord is speaking to many in this hour to fast and pray. And, beloved, I'm encouraging you to obey the Lord and seek God in fasting and prayer. Prepare. Praise God. A while back, the Lord gave us warning to begin to store up water, canned goods and these type of things. And I'm saying this again, that we must do this, praise the Lord. We must listen to what the Lord is saying and heed the voice of God, praise the Lord. Heed what the Lord is saying. God is giving warning. Amen. There are things that are going to go through this nation and things that are going to happen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And some will be caught unaware. Some just will not hear. Some will just not listen. Praise the Lord. But those that will prepare through fasting, through prayer. Praise God. What would you do if you woke up one morning and you could not drink the water and you did not have any water and you found that it's difficult to get pure water? What would you do? We may see this in the coming months or years or whenever. We must heed the voice of God. There's such a cry in my heart, a burden in my heart because of the things that are taking place in the nation, the storms and the weather patterns and the atmosphere change. Praise God, the shifting. There's a shifting that has taken place. Praise God. And so we just want to encourage you, beloved, to get in that place with God. Praise God. And when he gives us warning, that we take heed to it, that we be quick to repent, and that we get our lives right with God. Stop playing church. Praise the Lord. Don't play with God. Don't play with his anointing. Recognize and know that God is real. Praise the Lord. He's a real God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Lord, for the tabernacle and Jesus and the cross, the shed blood that he shed for us. Father, we thank you that you love us enough to give us warning. Oh, God, we thank you for that. We give you praise and honor now. We just magnify your name, and we just ask, Father, that you would be Lord in our lives, that you would quicken us by the Holy Ghost, and, Father, prick our hearts. Help us, Lord God, to lean and depend and trust in you. Oh, Father God, help us that our feet not slip, that we not go to the left nor to the right, but we set our faces as flint to obey your word. Help us to walk in the light of your word. Help us, Father God, to stay in that secret place with you, that consecrated place. Father, I ask that you touch every minister, every pastor, every leader, those that are on the front lines that are preaching the gospel. Father God, we ask that you would minister. Minister to your servants. Minister to those that are going through great trial, great persecution, many that are even suffering physically. But God, you came that we may be free, free in our body, free in our soul, free in our spirit. So we claim liberty today. We thank you for the liberty that the Holy Ghost gives us. We thank you that we walk in unity and in sync with you, O God. We thank you for your word, most of all. Jesus, we thank you for being our Lord and our Savior. We desire you even the more, God. We desire to walk upright before you and please you in all of our ways. Oh, Father, we thank you now for this time. Be with your people and continue to strengthen and keep your people in your perfect will. We thank you and we give you praise, honor, and glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. And we pray that the word of the Lord has been an encouragement to you. We want you to be encouraged and know that God loves you. He cares about you. Praise the Lord. He has your best interest at heart because he is working all things out just for you because he loves you and he cares. We want you to keep looking to Jesus now, the author and finisher of your faith. Beloved, it is getting better, and everything is going to be all right. Continue to walk and trust the Lord today. Be blessed in the Lord and know that God loves you again. Praise the Lord. Until our next broadcast, we pray that the Lord will keep you, that the Lord will continue to bless you. Amen. That he will make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Praise the Lord. We love you. We're praying for you. Praise the Lord. Stay encouraged, beloved. Stay blessed in the Lord until we meet again on our next broadcast. And we will pick up this teaching, Walking in the Divine Presence of God, the study of the tabernacle. God bless you.